With the holiday season now in the rearview mirror, students and teachers are headed back to the classroom for the second half of the school year. Hi, this is Senator Julian Bradley. I'd like to talk with you about the positive impact school choice is having and the recent attacks that could turn the lives of thousands of Wisconsin families upside down. Today, there are 76 parental choice programs operating in 32 states across the country, plus Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia. But the first program started in 1990 right here in Wisconsin, in the city of Milwaukee, and as a bipartisan effort. After years of expansion, the program has spread across the state and grown to include many different types of schools and learning environments, both public and private. More parents than ever are empowered to select the school that's the right fit for their child. I've toured choice schools and talked with students, faculty, and parents. I love hearing their success stories. The students genuinely enjoy learning. The teachers are passionate about their work, and parents are glad to be able to select the option that best fits their son or daughter's needs. Unfortunately, there's currently a lawsuit that would roll back the last three decades of progress we've made with school choice. If successful, many high-performing choice and charter schools would be forced to close, kicking more than 55,000 students out of their current school. That is an unacceptable outcome. I'm proudly a product of a public education. That worked for me and my family. But as we learned during the pandemic, one size does not fit all. My Republican colleagues and I remain committed to ensuring parents have the options available to them to make the best decision for their child's education. We won't abandon these kids. If you agree, I would urge you to contact your legislator. Share your support for school choice and the 55,000 students across the state who are benefiting from this successful program.